What's up, you guys? It's me, RJ, and welcome back to RJ Talk About It. And today we're talking about headliners. Now, there has been many situations that have been going on the media, but I don't want to be talking about what I have seen so far and what is most recent. So we're not going to be talking about stuff that happened a week ago or a month ago. We're talking about present day problems. And here is some of the drama I've been seeing on the media lately. Okay, so Madonna, 50 Cent. Got into a full altercation online. Basically, here's how it started. Madonna posted a picture of her up under her bed, and basically, 50 Cent said, "This is Madonna old A doing a remake of Like a Virgin 63." So she and he stated, "Get your old A up." Madonna decided to respond by saying that 50 Cent pretended to be her friend and that he's basically trying to ageist or shame her for her age and shame her for what she's doing at her age. So basically calling him sexist or sexist and ageist. So 50 Cent basically said, "I'm sorry, didn't work," and basically just, you know, started coming for celebrities who had, you know, liked the post that Madonna made. So he commented on Bow Wow, basically saying that Bow Wow is mad because of some incident, basically saying that he took some money from a club or a stripper on a club or something like that, and basically was saying, "Silly fool, that is for the strippers." So basically calling Bow Wow broke because Bow Wow allegedly took some money from some strippers and, you know, picked it up off the ground and took it home. I don't know. I don't know the full details because obviously I wasn't there. But these are all, you know, headliners that have reached the media lately. Another incident is Saweetie. Saweetie have been trying out some new music, a new style of music. You know, usually she's like, you know, she's a vibe. She don't really rap, but she don't really sing either. And she made a song of her rapping, and the fans were not liking it. They weren't liking her performance of the new song. I think it's like Ice Baby or something like that. I forgot. I don't know what it's called exactly, but she performed it live. They didn't really like it, and she performed it again recently. And it was at the Jingle Ball. So she was twerking and jumping up and down, and basically the fans were commenting saying, basically body shaming her, saying that her butt does not move, basically saying that it was a lot of comments. I'm not going to go deep into detail of it, basically calling her, you know, botched because of her plastic surgery. I don't know. I don't know if she had plastic surgery or not. But yeah. That's kind of, you know, what's been going on with Saweetie. I personally like her music. I don't listen to all her music, so I wouldn't, you know, judge all of her music. But the music that I have listened to, like, you know, Back to the Streets, Fast Lane, and what's that first song she made? It was the first song that she made. Not the first song, but the one that blew up. Trying to think. Tap In. No, is it this? Is that? Yeah, this one song that I like of her. But I can't remember the first one. But, yeah. Also, you guys, your favorite rapper. Well, most of y'all favorite rapper, NBA Youngboy. People are having this to say. Calling him gay because he's been wearing makeup. And basically, NBA Youngboy stated this, that he actually feels more comfortable wearing makeup. It makes him feel more comfortable and more free. So, I mean, honestly, if he wants to wear makeup, let him wear makeup. That doesn't really affect his music. I mean, I'm pretty sure this is not the first time he has worn makeup, but yeah. Also, Chloe Bailey just recently addressed a deleted Lollipop video. This lollipop video features her licking a lollipop and sucking a lollipop on, you know, I think it was either live or it was just a video. So she posted a video basically thanking her fans and saying that it was going to be more to it. And she basically said that she did not delete it because she was worried about what the fans would say about her. She was just deleting it because she don't want anybody being able to go on her page and just seeing that video. So that's kind of understandable, you know. But, you know, people, maybe she didn't know, she didn't realize that. But after she posted it, she just had a okay moment. Like, she, you know, a realization. So, yeah, that's completely understandable. Also, Alicia Keys just recently addressed that back in 2009 at the VMAs, Jay-Z and her had did a performance. So, they were performing, and Alicia Keys were so in the, like, she was so in the mood. She was so in game mode to where Lil Mama came and interrupted their performance and was just like, you know, bobbing her head, interrupting the performance, and Jay-Z was angry in the back of her, but Alicia Keys didn't even notice until when they got back in the back, and she was just like, Jay-Z was like, you ain't just see what just happened, and Alicia was like, what do you mean just what just happened? We just killed it. The whole time she did not know that Lil Mama was interrupting their whole performance, and she didn't even notice. That is so insane. I would have been heated if somebody would have came and interrupted my performance, because I know Alicia and I know her music is just great, and to interrupt her, I don't know what she was trying to do there. I don't know if she was just trying to get screen time whenever she interrupted their performance, but that was totally that was not cool at all. Also, a man recently got arrested after the Christmas tree just literally caught on fire. And the Fox News, I mean, it caught on fire outside of Fox News building. So that's I don't really know that much on that situation. I don't know the name of the man, but I do know outside of Fox, you know, News building, a tree caught on fire. A Christmas tree. It was a big Christmas tree. Another incident was Doja Cat and Johnny Blaze. Now, I'm trying to take all sides into consideration. Doja Cat just feels like, basically, here's what happened. Doja Cat was on live, and Johnny Blaze commented up under her post. I mean, commented in the comments while she was on live, basically saying that, basically asking Doja to play her song to promote her music. So Doja Cat basically said no and continued on with it, and basically Johnny allegedly said that she's about to leave. So Doja Cat was like, so you're mad because I don't want to play your music, and that's not really what a real friend would do. So Johnny went on to say this. It's more of people want me to go, and I was being kind, never meant to offend you. Doja Cat felt as if that she was trying to offend her and that she was trying to be petty by saying that she's going to leave the live or whatever. So basically what happened was it's kind of complicated because of how the situation went. I think this is what happened, because it's so many people have been saying that it went differently on the live, but basically what happened was somebody said that Doja Cat was very respectful about it and basically saying that Johnny was just embarrassing herself by even getting mad. And then Johnny went on to say that up in the comments she commented basically on the situation saying, I really meant no harm. I always promote my music. I'm always singing on random lives. I'm like the sweetest human being. I ain't never had nothing handed to me. So it was more of a promote my music and make friends. It was never to offend her or anyone or any can tell you that since I for better with my mental wait, she worded this wrong. Okay. She made a grammatical error. Anyone can tell you that basically with her mental health being better, etc. This year I've been promoting When You Meet Me. Hi, I'm Jahani Blaze. Do you need something or how can we work? I never meant to offend any soul. So basically, another person was like, basically Doja wasn't getting on live to do any of that. She wasn't even on there to promote her own music. So basically it was a big misunderstanding. I guess the way that the tone of the live was, it may have seemed like Doja Cat was trying to be rude or Jahoni was trying to be rude, but I feel like both of these young ladies were not trying to start a confrontation or be, you know, in an argumentative state. So, yeah, I can understand where both of these ladies may have came from, and, yeah, they should just drop the situation. Hug it out. So, yeah, that is all the topics I have for you guys today. And please, you guys, tell me how do y'all feel about these episodes that I have been airing. Please give me your critiques, how y'all feel about it. What do y'all feel like I should change? And, yeah, I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye. Mwah.